All right.
My job is moderator.
That's all right. And ta-da, something will pop up here momentarily. The Informatics Academy. So this is really what I want to talk about. David said one important thing. Meaningful use, the transition to the automation of the healthcare system is changing public health. And he said, is public health ready? So what I'm going to use a few minutes to talk about is what we at the Public Health Informatics Institute are doing to help advance education, training in elements of informatics targeted at the broad public health workforce. But before I do that, I couldn't resist. You started with COBOL. I started with assembly language.
Wow.
And computers before actually they were really being worked with punch cards. I remember computers where we hardwired circuits and used wires and pins to create logic gates. So I'm really old. But guess what? It's all the same stuff. It's basic logic. So we just hit this. So the premise behind what we're doing is quite simple, and that is that e-public health practice, where we are all headed in the public health workforce, needs a workforce that has basic education in informatics. We cannot go much longer without many, many parts of the workforce or people within the workforce having some knowledge. Not everybody needs to be a master's or doctoral level informatician. In fact, we don't need all that many, but we need them. But many people in the workforce need understanding of concepts and principles and ways to think that will enable this transformation that has to happen. So the Informatics Academy is built on that proposition that we can talk to the workforce in a way that they will get the right training at the right time, delivered in the right way, and underscore this last bit, at the right price. Now, why do I say that? I say that because what we're trying to do is start doing training in a sustainable way, so it continues. Oh, sorry, hit the wrong button. See, I'm before mouses, so I've had to learn that. So our approach, with wonderful good fortune of having the de Beaumont Foundation support this effort. We have the luxury of spending a few years of doing core development in translating a curriculum into an instructional design and into materials, and then evaluating in a fairly rigorous way the impact of that training on the ability of public health workers to improve the way they function. This is built from the APHIC, the Applied Public Health Informatics Curriculum. Don't have time to talk about it today, but something that you can get from us or from our website, freely available, and is a curriculum that was created as a collaborative, funded by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, of academic and public health practitioners to get at what must public health practitioners be able to do as an informaticist, and principally as an informaticist. From that curriculum, we derived a subset that is aimed at the managerial workforce. So that's really the first offering out of the gate for the Informatics Academy, is informatics for public health program managers. It's a competency-based curriculum. It's been validated and evaluated in collaboration with practitioners. It is a mix of both in-person and distance-based modalities, and it's going to be delivered through a network of partners. So, we did our first class over the last 6 months. From January, the kickoff was here in Atlanta during the Great Ice Storm. How many of you were in Atlanta during the Great Ice Storm? I'm just curious. A few of you, huh? Right? We had the great fortune of having an absolutely spectacular person, Carol Grant. Please stand up, Carol. She managed to get about 50 people here through unbelievable circumstances, when everybody else shut down in the entire city, and we did a week-long academy, and it was fantastic. But what did we learn? Well, we learned that we're teaching the right material. The practitioners have said to us, this makes sense, and the evidence of their use of that material is that it helps them do their jobs better. They tell us that we're teaching it the right way, and there will be some papers. We actually have the University of North Carolina as an evaluation team evaluating this, so this is being done as an external evaluation with some degree of scientific rigor. There's evidence that they learned what we taught. There's evidence that they have applied what they learned. And there's evidence that the knowledge made a difference in their team project. So this was a team-based learning approach. So what's our next step? We're about to begin work towards the next class. And that's going to be a distance-based class delivered with at least one delivery partner. We will explore growing a network of other partners. We will do more evaluation, and it will be a distance-based design. So here's basically the way to think about this. Ask yourself, managers of public health programs, who are they? Well, within a local health department, it could be the person who runs environmental health or his or her people around them. It could be the people that run the maternal and child health program. It could be the people who run the STD program, and the same at the state level. Our estimate is that somewhere in the 350,000 to 500,000, depends on how you count what is the U.S. public health workforce, maybe 10% of them are our target audience. Our goal is to educate and train, expose about 30,000 people in the next few years. So how are we going to do that? We're going to do it with a network of delivery partners who can deliver a consistently tested and applied, proven course material in a certificate that leads to a professional certificate, which is different than a degree certificate, but it gets you going and gets you some knowledge in your hands that you can work with. That's our purpose. We want sustainable because this needs to keep going. So this is not going to be a one-grant wonder. And the way to make that happen is that we have to charge people. It has to create value that they will pay for. And that's really going to be our customer test. If the public health practitioners won't pay for it, we have failed. Now, they have to pay something. Doesn't mean they have to pay an exotic price. We're not going to get rich doing this. We need their engagement of all levels of public health, and we need to keep the curriculum and materials evergreen. So that's sort of the logic behind making this sustainable. This doesn't exist today in public health for a good reason. You don't get rich doing it. But we hope we can break even doing it and keep doing it. And with that, I want to say thank you. I think it's time for the next one, and yeah. Just on time, right?
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.